Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. A young world
crashing around me. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me, and I'm doing my predictions, my 2018 crystal ball predictions. Last segment, I did some tech stuff. This is going to be about the economy and small business. As you know, every year I do my predictions. This is my 19th consecutive set of predictions for the year. And my 18-year track record is 73% accuracy. All right, so number six, having shed almost all the anti-business policies, the regulations, the taxes, and Obamacare, most of Obamacare, from the past administration, the U.S. economy will grow at over 3% GDP. I'm saying the economy is going to do more than 3%. Number seven, the NFIB index will report continued small business growth and optimism for the second consecutive year. Never mind this month or that month. For the year, NFIB will report, and as you know, we do that survey every month with Bill Dunkelberg. He's going to be on, I guess, later this week with the December report. So we'll see that. We'll be tracking that ourselves right here. Number eight, lower regulations and taxes will help small businesses achieve higher profitability, even in the face of this sector's perennial challenge, converting cost increases into higher prices. Pricing power is not the domain of small business. It's not the franchise of small business. We have a hard time having pricing power, converting price increases and cost increases into higher prices. But even with all that, and even as much as I'm upset about the tax cuts, the tax law, I should say, all of that will achieve higher profitability for you. Number nine, even with economic expansion, strong balance sheets will hold small business loan requests to a minimal increase again. I'm saying there still won't be a lot of money being borrowed by small businesses. I think we've learned our lesson, and we've strengthened our balance sheet, so we don't need as much money as we used to, as much borrowing as we used to need. Number 10, the vacuum left by retreating legacy retailers from Main Street will result in a defining year for small retailers to use their high-tech, high-touch special sauce in defending against companies like Amazon. You're going to have to use your high-tech, high-touch special sauce, folks, or Amazon will fill in the vacuum that the retailers like Sears left. Number 11, finding qualified employees will continue to be an impediment to growth for all businesses and drive demand for artificial intelligence solutions like self-driving trucks. Qualified employees is one of the biggest challenges of all small business owners, of really all employers. And number 12, one relief valve for the above prediction is older workers rejoining the workplace with newly acquired 21st century skills. This is happening. Older people are going back to school and getting the skills they need. So look for those folks there. You might find a younger baby boomer who's been retooled and ready to go. Number 13, the number of small businesses for sale or sold in 2018 will increase because of the aging of the millions of baby boomer business owners. The convergence of a stronger economy and those older baby boomers will increase the sale of businesses. Number 14, disruptions to that great American franchise, home ownership, will be more in evidence due to a combination of new tax law elements and diverging shifts by millennials and baby boomers. Those two generations, millennials, their housing needs and the housing needs of the baby boomers are diverging. Their shifts are diverging, and that's going to affect home ownership, also the tax law. 15, one benefit of the new tax law, if an overdue and justified Wall Street correction happens, it won't be catastrophic. I hope I'm right about that. Number 16, contrary to the hype, corporate America will not invest in the economy commensurate with the disproportionate tax cut they received. That's sarcasm on my part. I'm still mad about that. Number 17, contrary to the hype, corporate America will not repatriate and invest offshore income commensurate with a disproportionate tax cut they received. More sarcasm by me. I'm still mad about that. Number 18, corporate tax cuts will promote more industry consolidation, resulting in layoffs that dilute anticipated job creation at this level. That's more sarcasm from me. I'm still mad about that. Number 19, Wall Street will reinvent itself to become irrelevant in the face of increased digital trading, fewer IPOs, alternative capital sources like crowdfunding, cryptocurrencies, and the advent of blockchain relationships. If Wall Street doesn't reinvent itself, it will become irrelevant in the face of those things. Number 20, with inflation rising organically from a growing economy, the Fed will raise rates, interest rates, at least twice this year. That's probably an easy one there. Number 21, the continued status of the U.S. in an energy net exporter condition will significantly and positively influence the economy, geopolitics, the war on terror, even climate change. As a net exporter of energy, all those things will happen, will benefit from America doing that. Another, the U.S. energy net exporter status of America will offset price pressures from OPEC and the Middle East tensions to hold crude oil's average below $60 a barrel for another year. I knew crude's going up right now, but I don't think it's going to hold, and I think the average is still going to be no higher than $60 a barrel. Number 23, China's manipulation of its immature banking sector. Folks, we saw this in Japan 30 years ago. That's continued to wreak havoc with Japan's economy. The manipulation of their banking sector will be the greatest financial threat to the global economy this year. So watch out for China. Those are my predictions on the economy and small business. When we come back, in the last segment, I'm going to talk about politics, global business, and football. 10 tails, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.